Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO, it is 107, it is a Wednesday. It's a beautiful sunny day outside, finally feeling like fall, and we're going to start the top of this hour chat off. By the way, Chris Haggert here with Channel 5. Wanting to dig a little deeper into the government shutdown and talking specifically about the aviation aspect to it. I know that when you turn on the news, you are seeing a lot and you're reading a lot on your phones and you're listening to it a lot on the radio, hearing a lot of discussion about what's happening at the airports. Federal employees not getting paid. You've got TSA agents. And more importantly, you have air traffic controllers. And I think there has been plenty said over the last several years about how overworked they are. And it's a stressful job. And now they are overworked and doing this stressful job and they're not being paid. So lots of questions about what that's doing. I think you probably read over the last couple of days that because of issues with air traffic control, some cities have had to step in and do the air traffic control for other communities. I heard earlier today that O'Hare had some problems. And being the news guy I am, I wanted to get some insight on this. And when I was working in Seattle, I covered Boeing and aviation. And one of the smarter guys that I'd ever talked to about this was an analyst by the name of Scott Hamilton. Scott's written several books. He publishes news on the topic all the time, and he's on the phone today. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well. Good to connect. Always good to get some of your time, Scott. What are your thoughts on what you're seeing right now happening around the country specific to the shutdown?
Well, and to keep it just on aviation as opposed to everything else, we're seeing what we've seen before when the government is shut down, and that is sooner or later it begins to impact the air traffic control system and the controllers, and it's going to start really disrupting passenger travel, particularly at the congested airports like O'Hare, the New York area airports, Washington, D.C., and so on. And it's going to get to a real inconvenient level and not that far away. And we just have to hope that sooner or later the members of Congress and the president will come to their senses and put the government back to work.
Do you have a sense of, I don't know, if there's a way to explain the job of an air traffic controller and what kind of intense work that must be?
Well, simplistically, because it's much more complex than what I'm about to describe, the primary job of the air traffic controller is to make sure that the airplanes don't collide with each other, either on the air or on the ground. We've been seeing several instances in the recent couple of years where we've had near collisions on the ground where one airplane has had what's called an incursion on the runway of a plane that's either landing or taking off, and there have been near collisions that way. There have been near collisions in the air, and the air traffic control system and the controllers themselves are charged with preventing that from happening. Now, there are technical aspects to that as well. And quite frankly, if you have a collision, you can kill hundreds of people in one go. And that's something that weighs on your mind as a controller.
Well, and God forbid it get to that point and it takes something like that to get everybody to come together and come up with some kind of compromise here on a shutdown. But I just feel like it's human nature that when you're already doing a job that is really, really, really hard, and then you factor in you're not getting paid, like, that is a lot to ask people.
It is. And I'm sorry, you know, I have to be cynical here because we have had midair collisions and near collisions that involved hundreds of people on two airplanes that have occurred, and Congress and the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, and President Trump, quite frankly, have often used these disasters and near disasters as political talking points rather than striving to solve the problem.
I do know that there'd been some discussion earlier when the administration took over of sort of getting to work on revamping some of the technical aspects of the airports. But even prior to this shutdown, I have never really read much about what sort of movements might be done to get more air traffic controllers trained and working. And now, if they're not getting paid, what would be the motivation?
Well, the air traffic controllers are not getting paid at the moment, but they'll get their back pay when the government gets back to work. So it that doesn't help them pay the bills day to day, obviously, but that money should be coming back. But training in air traffic controllers is a multi-year task. And so you just can't go out to the Home Depot corner and pick up a bunch of migrant workers and say, let's train you as ATC people. This is a highly technical job. It's a highly stressful job, and it literally takes several years before you're certified as an air traffic controller. So you're not going to fill those vacancies anytime quickly.
Do you think that the air traffic control issue specifically, or the airline issue specifically, might be the thing that pushes a compromise?
Well, in fact, the last time we had a long shutdown, and I think it was about a 30-day shutdown,
that's right,
the air traffic controllers who began to call in sick and take their sick leaves, and you know, as some of the controllers exited their positions because of the stress, or because they actually did get sick, you had more stress going on the remaining controllers. As those guys began to exit, that actually did force the Congress to come back and pass some kind of a budget. And there's been speculation that that's what it's going to take here. But we're only a week and some days into this shutdown. No telling how long this one is going to happen.
That's obviously the big safety issue in the skies. From a convenience issue, I flew this weekend, and I didn't really notice anything at the airport. We were only a couple days into the government shutdown. My assumption is, just like with air traffic controllers, a much less stressful, high-priority job, but the TSA workers at some point are going to start calling out sick as well, and those numbers are going to go down.
Well, in fact, I saw that only a day or two into the shutdown, the TSA people at LaGuardia Airport actually didn't show up. And so now you have thousands of people trying to clear security to take a flight. And the pictures, of course, you know, were just a massive crowd in the LaGuardia Airport terminal. And unfortunately, I've got three flights scheduled next week, and I'm not looking forward to any of them.
Yikes. Yeah. Is it close enough you can rent a car?
Well, I live in the Chicago area, and I have yep. to go to New York, and then from New York to Seattle, and then Seattle here. So,
oh, yeah, you could drive.
I could drive to New York, but I'm not going to do the other.
You don't want to do the drive from Chicago to Seattle, Scott?
Nor from Seattle to here. I've done that. Been there, done that.
We're talking with Scott Hamilton. He is an aviation analyst. And Scott, before we let you go, I did want you to talk. You have a book that's coming out, or just came out. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's called The Rise and Fall of Boeing and the Way Back. As we know, Boeing has been in going from one crisis to another since March of 2019, and they're just finally recovering and on their way back. And this book takes a look at how Boeing came to be the dominant airplane manufacturer, surpassing Douglas and Lockheed from the piston days into the jet age, how they squandered that lead, how they got into the crisis that they got into in March of 2019, and now how they have a big rebuilding process.
It is a fascinating topic, and it really does spread a lot further into really all of business beyond what you would think with just Boeing itself. So, Scott, great to talk with you. Where can people find what you're doing on a daily basis?
They can go to lehamnews.com, LEEHAMnews.com, and see what our reporting is. You can also find links to the book there, and that's where they can find the news of the day.
Scott, I hope you don't have to drive from Chicago to Seattle and Seattle back to Chicago.
Me too.
But if you do, maybe come through the Twin Cities and I'll buy you lunch.
All right.
All right. Good to talk to you. All right. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now is 1:17. Donald Trump picking another fight with a Minnesota politician. Any guesses who it might be? It's not Tim Walz. We'll have the answer when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 1:21, and during the commercial break, having a very important conversation with producer Dave Harrigan about the theme music for the day today and the ongoing. And I have not figured it out yet. regular listeners of the show, you guys know Dave always picks a theme. Keeps
bumper
it topical.
Got to have it.
And I have not figured it out yet today. And in fact, Dave had to tell me that it's all been Bruno Mars music so far, which is good to know.
That's the
theme. So we've got that. We've pinpointed Bruno Mars.
And the reason is because Peter Gene Hernandez, who thankfully changed his stage name to be Bruno Mars, rolls off the tongue a little better than Peter Gene Hernandez.
It does. It does.
It's his birthday today.
Oh, look at you.
How old do you think Bruno is today?
Well, he looks like he's 22.
He does.
But I am going to say 38.
He's the big 4-0 today.
Oh?
Bruno Mars
wow.
is over the hill.
Boyish looks.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow. Jeez, 40. I think fondly on 40.
Back in the day.
I've crossed the Rainbow
40.
Bridge. I was at the Chris Saggart here, by the way, with 5 Eyewitness News.
I could still see 40, but it's behind
me
a while.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling Dave when we were doing show prep before the show started today that we recently got back from New Orleans, and I said, and I'm like, yeah, it was fun, but it wasn't like I was there when we were 25. Like, I go, and we were there with, you know, old people, and so, and I sort of ran through the ages of people there, and then I'm like, oh wait, like, I'm one of those old people.
You're slightly younger than the decrepit old people.
Yeah, no, it's all the same. And I was like, oh, yeah. Anyway, want to talk about this. Yesterday, I was, as I often do all day, every day, monitoring 8 billion different news sources, and I happened to be listening to the news conference with President Trump yesterday as he was sitting down with Mark Carney from Canada, and it appeared that they may be on the cusp of working something out. I was listening to the audio of it live as it was happening, and I've never heard so many people shouting questions at one time in between him talking.
The Oval like, Office scrums
was,
are ridiculous.
It was it sounded like a stadium of people there shouting questions. And then how somebody's voice pierces that and gets his attention, that is a great mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Great mystery to me. As he does, and this is not a political statement, as he does, President Trump likes to do the thing he calls the weave, which is a very long and winding explanation or story or anecdote or whatever until he gets to the point.
Yeah.
Why he does that, you can, that's up to you to decide. I'm not, it's just something he does.
You start on topic A.
Just
then you
kinda,
go to B through about I or J, and then you eventually make your way back to A and put the bow on it.
Just sort of goes all over the place. And he was being specifically asked about the government shutdown. Obviously, there were some questions about a potential trade agreement with Canada, which is why they were meeting in the first place. I always also feel really bad for these other world leaders who go to the meeting in the White House to talk about the A topic, and they know that during the media scrum afterwards, it could go any number of different directions.
And it always does.
And rarely
you have to sit there.
And rarely about the thing that they're meeting about. And this one did not disappoint. They and President Trump was very complimentary of Mark Carney, and you know, just it was a, and then the yelling, and then somebody asked about the government shutdown. And somebody asked about the Democrats. And specifically President Trump, they're rudderless, they're leaderless, there's no one to negotiate them out of the situation they're in because that person doesn't exist. And one of the things he said really caught my ear. Here it is.
The Democrats have no leader. They remind me of Somalia, okay? You know, and I met the president of Somalia. I told him about the problem he's got. I said, you have somebody from Somalia who's telling us how to run our country. She's from Somalia. He said, would you like to take her back? He said, no, I don't want her. Okay, you know who I'm talking about?
So, yeah. Somehow, Representative Ilhan Omar ended up being part of the President Trump's weave yesterday in a conversation about the government shutdown. And it's fascinating to me, and I get this a lot from people who live around the country, and we live in the Twin Cities, and they know that this is where Ilhan Omar is a representative. And the vitriol that she generates for, and she says some things that are controversial. I'm not defending. I'm not coming from a position on this. I'm just stating my observation. People seem to think that Ilhan Omar has this insane power or influence over Minnesota, and even bigger picture over the United States.
She's a member of the squad, Chris.
Right?
The squad.
To me, she's a real easy character to villainize. And again, she said some stuff. But what of Ilhan Omar's policies have ever really impacted you on a daily basis in your life? WCCO talk and text line. 651-461-9226. I get it. You don't like her. And the fact that she's in President Trump's head, like, that's where he went. He didn't say anything about Gavin Newsom, who I think a lot of people are sort of starting to see as, and he's been really the voice of resistance.
Very active in the
and
media.
Very, social media. And very, he's there. He's there for it. He is there to troll President Trump in any way he can. But it's Ilhan Omar who comes up. It really jumps out at me. And who is the face of the Democratic Party right now? Do you guys have thoughts on that? WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. At times, I think Tim Walz was... trajectory was going that direction.
Then the election happened.
And he still tried to stay in it, and I think still is, including his comments about the National Guard. But he's running for governor again. I think that kind of takes him out of that. Who's the face of the Democratic Party? Is it because nobody wants to do it right now? I mean, could very well be. It's an interesting thought.
It's interesting because I try to compare it to past times that a party has lost an election. Now, when Donald Trump lost, it was a little bit different because he was still very clearly the face of the party. MAGA made sure of that. But, you know, when John McCain or Mitt Romney lost to Barack Obama, who was the face of the GOP at that point? I don't know if we had a good answer, did we?
Yeah. No, that's true.
You know, same thing when George Bush beat Al Gore. Okay, was Bill Clinton then still the face of the party because
right.
he was just coming off the presidency, I guess?
Probably.
But, you know, I think it's just kind of something that happens when your party loses the presidential election. It probably takes a minute to regroup. But you're right. There is no definitive leader, and it's not close.
And particularly right now in the environment that we're in, and in the middle of a government shutdown, you definitely feel like they need someone to be that person. Doesn't sound like Chuck Schumer's really getting it done, and by all accounts, he's not going to.
John Stewart called him a human flat tire the other night.
Well, by all accounts, he's not going to. He won't even win his seat back.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the face of the Democratic Party? WCCO talk and text line 651 561-9226. Love to hear your thoughts when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 1:36. Happy birthday to Bruno Mars, as we learned that... That's why we're hearing Bruno Mars today. And the young man has turned 40. Congratulations to him. So as we were going to break, we had a conversation before the commercial specifically about President Trump and him trolling Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. Not by name, but clearly he was talking about her. And it to me, it's fascinating that she's in his mind. And that's where he went when he was talking about the overall weakness of the Democratic Party and a lack of identity and no real leader. So I asked during, as we went to commercial on the WCSO talk and text line, 651-461-9226, who is the face of the National Democratic Party? And your comments have come in. Appreciate that. David in Bloomington said, I would say Newsom is the face right now. He goes head to head with Trump. And we did talk about that. He has definitely taken a position, and so much so you wonder what he's even doing in California right now as far as governing, because I'm just reading a lot of stuff about him just going after Trump. Hakeem Jeffries, one of the comments, another one about Gavin. Somebody says here, locally, the DFL has no leadership right now. That's the problem. I wasn't asking for that, but that's okay. Thank you. Another local comment. Karen Housley has enough mojo to run for governor. Thank you for the comment. That wasn't exactly what we were talking about, but hey, appreciate the engagement.
Okay.
Charlie Brown.
Blockhead.
From the Peanuts?
I didn't know he was a Democrat.
Probably still Obama, but they cling to those days. No one now. I think maybe that was a misspelling. I don't think it was. I'm not putting it together, though. Charlie Brown?
Sounds like a joke. Sounds or, like somebody who believes.
Or a misspelling. You know, I get that, yeah. Or is that a Charlie Brown thing a reference to one of the leaders that's out there right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. I've been up since 3. Not all things are always apparent to me.
Obama's interesting.
Yeah. And there's a lot
because
of...
he's still a rock star when he shows up at a convention or something like that. The crowd goes nuts. But he also, you know, he's not certainly fully stayed out of it. He will comment on things from, you know, even President Trump or other things going on. But you know, he could be a lot more visible than he is.
And I think there's a lot of Democrats who wish he would be.
And he probably wishes there were other Democrats that would be. He probably says, hey,
I had
my
time
is
here.
Up. You guys need to pick this up if we want to be, you know, a party that actually has a place in American politics.
Yeah. Well, if you would believe what some say, Obama's been running the show at the Democratic Party the whole time, ever since he's been in office. And he basically, they handpicked Joe to be the president. And that didn't work out, obviously. And so.
I did the first time. And then things happened. Joe got a little old.
Things happen. No doubt about that. All right, let's pivot here and talk about the economy. Headline this morning jumped out at us, thought it was worth discussing. Nearly 70% of Americans think the economy is on the wrong track. And even more think it is a bad time to buy a home. This is according to a Fannie Mae survey. Nearly 70% of Americans believe the economy headed in the wrong direction. An even higher percentage, 73%, say it is a bad time to buy a house. Bleak picture. As autumn begins, I don't know anyone who's not pinching pennies or anxious about their money right now. And granted, I'm not hanging out with billionaires. And I'm wondering if you guys out there listening are feeling things on a daily basis. Now, the reality is the economy has been very helter-skelter. The markets have been up and down, but generally they've been great. But if you're not a big investor and you're not a Wall Street person and you don't have that kind of money, there's some other indicators that come out. Gold is at an all-time high. Now, when people get freaked out about the economy, gold is where it's at. Jobs data has been all over the place. One day you'll get some kind of indicator that says it's better than they expected. The next day you're going to read something that AI is going to take your job in a month and you're going to be unemployed and you're never going to find a job again because no one wants to pay you what you're worth anymore.
The news yesterday, the day before, Senate report saying AI could take 100 million jobs over the next 10 years.
Right.
It's not frightening at all.
It's very frightening. I guess I'm wondering if you can separate yourself from the headlines and separate yourself from this barrage of conflicting stories that are coming at you. I'm asking you guys out there listening, talking text line 651-461-9226. I'd love if you want to call too and chat, not just a text. Are you feeling a money pinch? Are you feeling uncertainty on a daily basis? And we can really get into why you think that is. I think a lot of people are going to try to turn that political. I don't know that that's necessarily true either. Are you feeling pinched right now? And where are you feeling pinched? One of the texters, I knew this was going to come. Thanks, Trump. Can you blame everything the economic uncertainty, the AI. I mean, you can't blame artificial intelligence on Donald Trump. I don't think there's been a connection there. It's probably maybe he's invested in it or something, but you can't make everything political. Is the AI thing really going to wipe out everybody's jobs, or are people just sort of freaking out over it right now because they don't know what it's going to be? I mean, let's not forget that the Jetsons had predicted that we are going to be in flying cars. And I'm looking outside the window here in downtown Minneapolis. I don't see any cars flying by.
Not yet. Let's wait till rush hour, though.
That's when they come out. I'm not always down here at that time. One of the commenters, my 401k and other investments are up 10.5 year to date. I'm not concerned. Things are good. Good. Yes, I'm almost 70, finally getting to retire, but scared. Trump tariff games are affecting the market. The markets seem to be just fine. Yeah. It's the other things that where there's seeming to be a lot of uncertainty about it.
Well, and that's the difference. Investments, 401ks, for the most part, still strong. And the markets,
right,
certainly been ups and downs. Certainly, I mean, obviously with the tariffs, that was scary for a few days when there were huge losses,
right,
when those tariffs were running out.
Yep.
But a quick rebound, the market's still doing very well. But it's the difference between investments and what we've heard about for years now, ever since inflation started to boom.
Yep. Yep.
It's cost of living.
It's and daily stuff.
It's income not keeping up with inflation. And that doesn't seem to have changed.
No, and it seems like even most people are being asked to do more at their work. And so you're doing more. You're still not getting paid more. Mm-hmm. And then you're going home and paying more for things.
Yes. And the good news that we sometimes hear about inflation is inflation's decreasing. Yeah, but the prices aren't going down.
Right. Right.
They're just not going up as fast.
Right. Right.
And my income is still stagnant.
Right. It doesn't mean it's putting extra money in your pocket. One of the comments here, the biggest pinch right now coming from taxes to insurance, health insurance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance have all skyrocketed in the last couple of years. This commenter, of course there's a money pinch. Why do you think Bob Dylan and Paul McCartney are still working? Well, let me tell you, having seen Bob Dylan at Farm Aid, I think he could be done anytime now.
Kind of looked like he wanted to be done wearing
the
raincoat with the hood up.
Whatever
what
he had,
doing here?
Whatever he had going on there. I was like, oh, I stayed awake for this. The legend.
Yeah, but then you got Neil Young and Willie.
You
ducked out during Willie, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was worth it. I saw some Willie, but I couldn't stay up for all that. Too old. I'm glad I'm 66. I'm retired. However, I do worry about my Social Security and Medicare being severely impacted soon. Absolutely. There's Paul from Coon Rapids. Thanks for that comment. There's definitely a lot of uncertainty about entitlement programs, health insurance. I hear from a lot of people. I had two of my best friends at happy hour yesterday afternoon get in a actual verbal confrontation about insurance. And one of them got up and left.
Really?
Yes.
Are they in the insurance industry at all?
One of them is.
Okay.
And this actually could be a topic that we could talk about a different time. Maybe if we have more time later on this morning.
Weird things that people have gotten
out. No, it was specific to homeowners insurance, which is what one of the commenters was talking about. And specifically, so if you get hail damage on your roof, as a lot of people just did, a storm that went through a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. And they come out and they want to replace your roof, should you do it? You know, if you do it, your insurance is going to go up.
Sure.
And the more people to do it, in the big grand scheme of things, it all gets more expensive for all of us. But if you go to sell your house in 2 years and there's hail damage, they see hail damage and you didn't replace your roof, and then you pay that money out of pocket, what do you do there?
Yeah, that's tricky.
So they got in a fight over it. One of them got up and left.
Wow. I've had enough of you.
It was crazy. It was heated. So I hear you on the insurance thing. That's definitely something that we're all dealing with. So thanks for your comments. Good stuff coming in. Let's talk about something you wouldn't necessarily think is politically divisive.
Yet everything is.
Yet it is. It's something on your car. Something on your car is really making other people upset. Find out that is when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. 1:53 is the time. It's time for the Lindis Time Check. Time to restore your home after the storm with expert storm damage repair from Lindis Construction. News Talk 830 WCCO. Appreciate you listening this Wednesday afternoon. Chad is off today. He is enjoying a beautiful day of golf, albeit a bit brisk outside. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. We've had all kinds of great conversations today. I'm enjoying your comments and your thoughts and your feedback, and we've taken on some interesting topics today. As I went to commercial break, I said there's something on your car that is apparently really making people angry. And do you have any guesses as to what it is?
Fuzzy dice hanging from the mirror.
I don't think that's anger inducing.
Could be.
Could be.
If you hate dice or fuzzy things.
Could be.
You're worried about people not seeing clearly out a distraction, an obstruction, not being able to see the other vehicles or pedestrians.
It's fair.
Could upset some people.
What about the Calvin and Hobbes thing, going to the bathroom on something?
On a Ford or a Chevy logo.
That thing.
Let's grow up.
You know, I'll be honest, when I see my kid is an honor student or something like that, I sometimes get a little judgy about that.
That's fine. Do you have one of the "my kid beat up your honor student" stickers on yours?
I don't. So according to a story in studyfinds.org, which is a very interesting website if you don't read it regularly, political stickers. If you are expressing something politically on your car, it can get a bad reaction from people. Not if you're just driving regularly.
No.
But if your driving is bad, then all of a sudden the person gets more pissed off.
Yes. If you're a lefty, you see a Trump sticker, you might say, "Oh, well, look at this clown over here," but that Trump sticker cuts you off.
You automatically go to
you are in the red.
You take it to a completely different place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new study published in Frontiers in Political Science.
I love that.
It's one of my favorite journals.
I have two subscriptions just in case one doesn't show up.
As you should. It found that drivers are more likely to react with hostility toward bad drivers when those drivers display bumper stickers from the opposing political party. So this is really interesting. They went so far as to use computer-generated dash cam footage to simulate realistic driving scenarios. And so people would watch videos of a car either driving smoothly or driving badly, cutting them off, forcing them into brake hard, and then that car displayed one of four options. No bumper sticker, which is neutral. A "I love my dog" sticker. A proud Democrat sticker or a proud Republican sticker. And after watching, participants then rated how likely they'd be to honk their horn at the other driver and how they felt about that other driver on a scale from warm to cold. So, be honest with yourself. I'll be honest. If when I see certain bumper stickers, I automatically jumped conclusions about the person driving.
Which certain bumper stickers, Chris?
I'm not going to say.
Why not?
It's human nature. I don't think you can't help yourself.
No, I agree. I agree. And whether it's political or not,
it doesn't matter.
You see something that you think is funny or you think something that's dumb or
100%,
pompous, 100%. You immediately get a reaction or a vision of what that person must look like.
I also get judgy about the kind of car, to be honest. But top of the hour news coming up, WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.